Okay, today is January 13th, 2005. 2006, and we're in Old Harbor with all of our masters and apprentice teams, and we're just having a get-together type of meeting. And it's Friday the 13th, and there's a volcano erupting. And a full moon. Good thing I'm not flying today. Okay, so...
Good thing it's not northwest.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of the last year. There's northeast.
Okay, well, we've just been going over different things that are happening. Before you got here, Papa George, we were talking about a workshop that's going to be in Montana. And then there's a language CD that, like a music CD, that we're going to try to get funding for. A music group will come down from Anchorage to Kodiak, and we might even have money to fly people into Kodiak to be present for the recording sessions and stuff like that. It would probably, hopefully, take place next fall, is what we're shooting for, but it depends on when we get the money. And what I was going to say, what I just got the idea about was, if people are using the mini disc recorders and in your group, for example, I know you guys are working on this new song here on the wall. If you guys recorded it on the mini disc recorder and you tell me that it's on that tape when you send it in on the mini disc, I can get it onto my computer, put it on a CD, send you guys copies of the CD, and send it to all the other teams or even to all the schools if we wanted to do it like on the video conference or something. It's actually not that hard. You just hook up the mini disc recorder to the computer with one of those programs, download it and burn it on a CD. That way, if you guys have a great song, we can share it. I haven't done it really much yet, but it might be fun to start sharing some of those things. Or like a chant, you know, something for in the school with the kids. But it was just an idea you guys think about. But does anybody have any things that they need from me, like batteries for any of the recorders, missing equipment, notebooks, anything like that anybody needs?
I could use some more discs.
More mini discs? Okay. I actually had some in the bag and then I took them out, but I'll leave some with Peggy. Oh, Peggy, yeah, Peggy actually has a lot of them, so... Okay.
Need some blank tapes if you have any.
Blank cassette tapes or mini discs? Mini discs. Okay. Yeah, Peggy has some, but if she doesn't have enough, let me know. But you have at least two of those cubes, right?
Yeah, we have like three of them, and then we also still have some here.
Okay. Yeah, so there should be. As far as recordings are concerned, we do need to try to make some and send them in to me if possible. It's not as strict as it would have been originally. When Shauna originally wrote the grant, everybody was going to be required to record every single lesson in its entirety. That's not the rule anymore, but we still need to keep making little recordings. The reason why we're doing the recordings is that because there's other people that want to learn Aleutic, and I know I'm not very good at it myself. A lot of times I forget my recorder at the museum, I go over to Nick and Florence's, and then I, oops, didn't make a recording. But I'm going to try to be stricter on myself to make some of those, because even though other people might not be using them right now, in another 10 or 20 years, people are going to be listening to these CDs and just, wow, you know, listening to what we were learning and wishing they had that same opportunity. So even if it's one mini disc every 3 months, you know, I really don't care how the quantity, I just, you know, as long as we get something. It's not that hard if you have a computer or access to a computer. Do you have a computer? You have a computer at home? There is a program called Audacity on the computer, on the internet. It's a free program that you can download. It's like Audacity, like the sound audio, and you download that, and then all you have to get is a patch cord, and I can send out patch cords if people are planning on transferring their mini discs onto the computer to burn CDs. A patch cord is only like $4, and it's like a the end of the microphone cord on both ends, or like the end of a headphone jack, but it's on both ends. So you put one end into the mini disc in the headphone player hole, and then one end into the computer, and then you just press play on there and record on the program, and it records it. And then you can highlight parts and erase it or make it louder, and then you save it as a WAV file or MP3 file, and then burn it onto a CD. Yeah, we went over it on the training too, so yeah, you can look over some of those. I mean, you can't see it that great on the screen, I think, on the videotape, but at least, you know, when we're talking about it, you might get a good idea of how to do it. So would you like me to send you out one of those patch cords?
Yeah.
Okay. Would anyone else like a patch cord to try to do that downloading themselves from their recorder? Because you can also do it from a tape deck. You can do it from anything. It doesn't have to be a mini disc recorder.
Where did you get that at?
The patch cord or the mini. You can just get it like at Radio Shack or Walmart or something. But I'll send out a couple. I'll just send out one for each team. And then if you don't use it, it's not a huge loss because it's only a couple dollars. Okay. All right. And I do want to mention that you guys don't need to feel like you're asking too much if you ask me for things. In Kodiak, a lot of my apprentices come in like every day or every couple days, and they're like, oh, I need to talk to you about this, or I need something little. I just need something. You know, I want to make some copies on the copy machine. And I know you guys don't have access to everything in Kodiak like the apprentices in Kodiak do, but, you know, I really want to be there. I mean, that's my job, but I feel like you guys don't ask me for anything. You're too self-sufficient. So if you do need something, or if you're having an issue in your group, you know, something, just, you know, let me know. I'll do my best to help with it. I know I'm not rich in experience or anything in my years, but usually I'll work as hard as I can to get you what you need, because it's my job to make it easier for you guys to learn and for the masters to teach. So if there's something I can do, I'd be happy to do it. Okay. Do we have any other business before we play a game? Okay then. Well, let's play our game. And I emailed this idea out to a couple of people. The game is called Umiakaka Chakik. I'm thinking of something. And so the way that you play it, it's kind of like I Spy or something. Like, or you could also say Tanghaka Chakik, I see something. Like if you wanted to give make it a little easier on people, you could, okay, Tanghaka Chakik. And then they have to ask you questions. All the teats doing. You know, you could say Angukka, is it big? Or Umuwokka, is it alive? Or Nuyangtuk, does it have hair? You know, just lots of questions until you figure out what it is. And then whoever figures out what it is gets to be the next person to think of something or to see something. And then if you've already won, like if you already got to be the person once and you don't want to do it again, then you can pick someone else to be the next person to think of something. That way a lot of people will get a chance. You guys want to try it? Okay. Who wants to go first? Who wants to be the person to think of something? Well, it's easiest to be the person to think of something because all you have to do is go, ah. But okay, I'll start first. Let me think here. Okay. Umiakaka chakik. Ah.
Umuwok.
Or do you say umuwok or anguk?
Anguk.
Anguk. Ah, anguk.
You're a snake. That's not yours.
Something that's you can't see that's could you're even
just,
be in Kodiak.
You're thinking of it.
Yeah, you could say Tanghaka or Umiakaka, either one.
Tanghaka.
Tanghaka. Mani. Manika.
Kanga.
Sami. Sami.
Ilumi.
Kanna.
Labake, labake.
Labake.
Mani.
Inimokka.
Yeah.
Patridakka.
Patridakka.
Let's see. Tashikpinika. Or Tashikpini. Kick that Patridak?
Yeah.
It was. That was just a guess. Okay. Shall I go or shall I pick somebody?
I'm going to coach. I gotta go.
Okay. We are looking. Okay, I'm gonna pick a Bali. Embedkida. You have to think of something and then you say,
Mayakchi.
And then everyone asks two questions.
Mayakchi.
Umuoka.
Kanga. It's not a lie. Kayo?
Mututahto.
Litak.
It's not alive and it makes noise.
Umiaka
manika tok.
No, it's not alive.
I asked the universal store, he said no. Litakka. Go. Going over there.
Choyawitka?
Oh, Ilika. TV? No. Choya? No? Choya Hoka.
Choya
Ikna? Oh, Kanga Ikna.
Oh.
Una?
Oh.
It was loud. Kida labaki yapın. Labaki. Tangha.
Ikashum anganka.
Okay, I'll give you a call on.
Are you
going to
give
you a call on?
What was that? What did you ask?
You can make recipes. A library. It's big, but not alive.
Oh.
And then you're going back to Korea?
Caving?
Okay. I'll do a poster up. I'm right in the middle of a class, but I'll give you a call on Tuesday. Okay.
Look.
Okay.
The house? The room? No. Oh.
No.
Oh.
A kumchuk?
Kanga.
Tamrik.
Kanga.
Angmuk. Saka kanga.
Takukak.
What was it?
The bear. Desperate Mary.
Kina Georgie.
She asked if it was in here.
Kina Georgie. Kayo. Ay,
ay, ay. Yuk-chini-dok.
Yuk-chini-dok.
What does
that mean?
Sukunido. Not a person.
I like that word, keet. It's fast.
Keep yakko. It's almost there.
Okay, shall I go and then it'll be the last one? Our brains are draining. I don't know if I can even think of something.
She said it's alive.
It's
in the on the beach.
Oh, on the beach.
Kumitka. Okay. Well, I like that game. It's fun practice, but your mind gets tired pretty fast. But that's a game we've been playing. We just started playing it in Kodiak. Yeah, it's a good way to keep people without talking English. Except when they really can't understand it, you gotta give them a couple hints.
Yeah.
Kurichak. What's a kurichak?
Chicken.
Oh, chicken.
Bituchak is a rooster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and kuruak.
Oh, yeah.
In that one book, Are You My Mother? That one.
Oh.
Where they shoot the baby bird and she sees a cat and a dog and a cow. And well, that's about all I had for today. Does anyone have anything they want to go over or talk about? Any words that you've been wondering about? What was that one about? Weren't we trying to figure out to duck your head yesterday?
Yeah.
Somebody was asking about that.
Tony
was asking.
Like, one of the kids asked, how do you say duck? You know, and Tony was wondering, are you just saying, or saying, you know, duck? Tell somebody to duck their head. Something's coming up.
Duck? Oh.
Yeah.
How would you say duck?
Nick thought of it yesterday, do you remember?
Palochluden?
Yeah.
Palochluden?
Palochluden?
Palochluden, yeah. Like it's bowing, almost bowing down. Yeah. Paluk.
Paluk.
Paluk. Paluk. So it's almost like.
Paluk.
Paluk.
Paluk. Paluk.
Paluk. Paluk. That's almost like falling down. Like, hallo Kanskina! Don't fall!
It's falling.
You fell?
Paddle.
What's that?
Paddle.
Paddles. Like the verb or the noun? Or maybe it's the same.
The name of it.
Angwok is a paddle.
Angwok.
Angwok.
So like, angwok.
They're rowing. They got
Oh yeah, there's an Aleutic dance song that has that. they're paddling.
I'm waffle loot down, I'm waffle, yeah, what is that song they sing? Kayako indeed. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Luchi, Kayako, I'm waffle Luchi. Yeah, but then if they say it wrong, they say, they say I'm spacing out. Oh, how do you say I'm awaluni? Sometimes they say awahuji instead of angwa, because it's easy to say it wrong.
Angwahuji. Awaluji is play. Awamuk is kind of like spacing. Yeah.
Like.
Awakuna. They all say awakuna.
Yeah.
Huff
them said that the kids sing that bashful eyes one wrong or something like that. Instead of saying
bashful,
they're saying they're like ashamed.
Kikida,
oh.
Kikida.
Yeah. Kikida. Yeah, I think there's a couple songs that if you just change one word, it can change the meaning.
What's the word for
ashamed?
What's the word for
bashful?
Shy.
Shy? Well, that's English, but
right.
Kikita. The same, probably.
They're same.
What about like lingana?
That's yeah, lingana.
Lingana.
Lingana. Yeah, like your
respect.
But you're respecting them or
respectful.
Respectful. Linganak.
Linganak.
So you're like kind of shy because you respect them? Is that what
yeah.
It is?
Respectful. Linganak.
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 I would say like.
Kasakti.
Kasakti.
The priest is respectful. Or you respect the priest?
Or I would say when somebody new comes in, don't linga nachtok.
Yeah. Alright, well that's all I have. I'm just so glad so many people showed up for this. Yay! It's good to get everyone together in the same room. It's hard to, with all the weather sometimes, getting everyone together.
With the holidays too, it was really
here
and there trying to get together.
So now that spring is...
And we welcome
is
Lena as our new...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got you, Fado.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me, though. Since it's almost spring, in about a month and a half, I'm going to be sending out apprentice evaluations again. So if you guys really want to show how far you've come, you might want to start practicing... things that will show that you, it's not going to be like a verbal evaluation, it's just on paper like last year, but your masters will be asking, or I'll be asking your masters on the form, like, do they talk Aleutic around you? Do they seem to try to say things in Aleutic when they know it instead of reverting to English? You know, that's the kind of question. So if you know how to say something in Aleutic, it would be good to show your masters that you know it. That way you'll get a lot higher score. But it's not really, the evaluation isn't going to be, you know, you're not going to really get a grade or anything. Yeah, it's just to show you how far you come, because I bet you'll all be really surprised. You know, last year when we did it, I was really surprised how quickly people had progressed. And so we need to see how far people have come after that, you know. And it's part of the grant, you know, we're required to evaluate. So it's not something that's going to be public. The only people that will know what you got is you and your master. Your other team members, I'm not even, it's only between you and your masters. Whatever, and it's not going to be A, B, or C. It'll be a certain level. It'll say, like intermediate beginner or intermediate advanced or something like that. And then I'll send out packets that describe each level so you can read it and say, and if you get your evaluation and you think it's either too high or too low, when you read the description of it, you can call me and say, oh, you know, I think there might be something wrong with this description. I really can't speak as good as you think I can speak. Or you gave me a horrible level. I'm really much better. I'd like to, you know, let you know that I can talk better than you think. So, but it's all just a personal thing. It's just a milestone so that people know, because it's good for yourself, too, to know how far you've come. In this grant, everybody that goes through the program is supposed to reach basic fluency by the end of the third year. Right now, we've got about a year and a half to go. So we're basically right now exactly halfway through. So maybe you can kind of imagine, am I halfway to being basically fluent? Basically fluent isn't as fluent as your master. It's just being able to hold a conversation, a basic conversation, being able to express yourself in more than one situation. I know for myself, I can talk really good about the weather. I can talk really good about, you know, stuff inside the house. But if somebody asked me to talk about hunting or something like that, I really wouldn't, you know, I know how to say like a gun and that's about it, you know. And I know the different animals. But that's another good thing to think about is, are you focusing on one particular topic area too much? Do you want to branch out? Try to think of different areas where you know you just have very little vocabulary. It's really good also to focus on verbs, because the nouns come easily. All the names for the objects, everybody, like when you're doing the verbs, you'll pick those up. But questions like, how do you say shy? You know, how do you say respectful? How do you say embarrassed? You know, those words that you don't think of asking on a real regular basis, because they might not come up in conversation very much. But expanding your vocabulary for the verbs is the biggest way to up your level as far as fluency is concerned. All of the people who write about language, they always say, don't focus on writing and don't focus on the nouns. Focus on verbs. If you focus on verbs, it'll get you forward a lot faster. So, that's all. Really now. Oh, why? I'm very tall for an Aleut dick. That's from my mom. But Kliana, to all of you guys for letting me just come out here and making yourselves available on a short notice to come and meet with me, I really appreciate it.
I'm going to say I really like the
Oh, the Aleutic one?
I love that.
Thanks. Did you understand it?
Susan and I did.
One with Willie Shugaff, you would hear Abolik in the background.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are we going to take these with? Are you going to keep them here?
Let's keep them here.
Bring up in the next time.
Where do you eat?
Oh, where do I eat?
Okay. When I come back next time, we get the
You mean where do I eat?
I'd like to
tonight.
How are you?
Where do I eat when?
I want to.
I eat with Peggy. Not eat at the potluck last night. And I think she's gonna cook me a special dinner tonight.
So shame you have to.
I made your slippers, now I need
them. Do you guys have a meal over at the...
Just awesome. Oh, it had something like beans.
Look, knick.
Sounds good.
Oh,
we have soup here.
I'm going to eat.
If the ash, how do you say ash?
I thought he was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.